Welcome to the Speaker's Practice and our Friday Forum. Hi, I'm Adrienne McLean, the founder of the Speaker's Practice. Welcome to Glenda Thompson, our guest speaker for today. Hi, Glenda.
Hi, Adrienne.
Great to have you with us today.
Thank you.
The Friday Forum is for business people. I interview business professionals on all sorts of topics. The aim is that this forum is to discuss ideas and practical ways that you can use to promote your business, as well as hear real-life examples of a wide variety of business tools. The Speaker's Practice offers practical and educational programs to develop presentation skills in the workplace. Our focus is on helping professionals to promote their business by using up-to-date promotional tools. We offer the Business Speakers Forum, and we have one starting on the 8th of May. The Speakers Training Camp is our presentation skills program. We also offer a presentation and video program and a mentoring program. Now I'd like to introduce our guest for today, Glenda Thompson. Glenda is a connection and communication specialist and the founder of her company, Flourishear. Glenda works with successful business people who want to connect to others more effectively. If they're ready to speak out to influence, Glenda has the tools and the skills to partner with them to achieve that. Glenda works with individuals, drives interactive group sessions, and also acts as a catalyst at retreats. Previously, she was a journalist at the Australian Financial Review. She now lives in Manly with her husband and snorkels for fun. You'll find Glenda online at flourishear.com.au. Well, Glenda, it's great to have you with us, and I'm so looking forward to our conversation today. So the questions are, when do you use meaningful conversations?
Thanks for having me, Adrienne, at the Speaker's Practice. Yes, as we discussed, I'm going to use one of my tools today for meaningful conversations. Mm-hmm. Meaningful conversations is a tool that helps you in a meeting get what you want, helps both sides get what they want. It's just a simple series of steps that, when you follow them, can really benefit everyone in the meeting. I don't know if you've ever spent much time in meetings, but a lot of us have, and sometimes we scratch our heads and think, my goodness, what am I doing here? I've wasted these last hours. I'm not being used. My point of view is not being taken into account. All that kind of stuff. Yeah?
Yes. Yeah. We do a lot of meetings, and that certainly is a common thing to have happen.
Yes. So when we use meaningful conversations, it can help get very effective and very, lasting decisions. Just a little bit of background now. I first got into coaching through Think, Feel, Know Australia. I still belong to that company. We founded it here in Australia. And this is one of their tools. So giving all due respect to Think, Feel, Know, this is a tool of theirs. And in order to take us through meaningful conversations today, I'll just fill you in a little bit on what think and feel and know means, because it has application to this tool. Is that okay?
Yes, certainly.
Okay. So think and feel and know are states that we can be in when we're processing information. If we're in our think state, we're all about data. So we might be talking about the time, how much. We might be having a consecutive list. When we're in that state, that's called in our think state. Mm-hmm. The second state, feel, is all about energy. So if we're in our feel state, we can be laughing, crying, sweating, being very sensitive to the energy in a room, for example. So we can connect very easily to other people in a feel state. Although it's really great to be aware of what state we're in and what state the other people are in. And the last state is no. And the language for that is it's intuition. So if you've ever, I don't know, have you ever made a big decision, Adrienne, like bought a house, married someone, and you just knew it was the thing to do? It wasn't based on any evidence?
Yes. Yes. There's lots of times when I've done that.
Yes. And so when we are having a meeting, it's really great to move through those three states and get to the knowing state when, you know, we've paid attention to the data, we've addressed the feeling, because there is always feeling in the room, and then we come to a really lasting and meaningful decision. And that is a great space to be in to end the meeting and, you know, take actions out of it and be very effective. Yeah. So that's the steps that we'll go through.
Well, that moves us on to our next question of what's the first step, or is there a bit more background to go?
No, I think we can start on our meaningful conversations tool. The first step is always to get an agreed agenda. So I'm going to use our meeting here today, Adrienne, if that's okay, to explore these steps and just teach them. So I'm here because you invited me to speak about some of the work I do that can be then, sent out to your people and my people. I suppose that's my global agenda, my big picture. I said yes, and that's why I'm here. What do you want out of this meeting today?
Well, I suppose the same thing. I run this agenda to bring awareness of the speaker's practice and of our guest speakers. And then that goes out onto our social media both before and afterwards to promote what has been done.
Fantastic. So we're both on the same page as why we're here and talking to each other. The agenda generally has two parts, which is the global agenda and the specific agenda. So is there anything else really specific out of today that is different to that for you?
I suppose that what happens after our forum is that promotional tools are created. We create a video, we have a podcast, we have a blog, and it goes up onto iTunes. And from that information, it's being collected for some sort of publication after that. So I suppose that they're the main things.
Yeah. So we both got to bear that in mind, that you're perhaps looking for those promotable aspects to our conversation.
Yes.
And I suppose specifically from my point of view, I'm demonstrating how I teach and how I coach, and that is always a great way to get people to understand what I do. As a coach in the communication area, it's really hard to describe it unless someone's had an experience of it. So this, I guess, is I'm hoping will provide that opportunity.
Yeah. And, of course, you'll be able to use it for promotional and educational methods too.
Thank you. So that's kind of us checking in with each other that that we're on the same page in the big picture and the specific picture. And sometimes, you know, some surprises will come up and you think you're there for a particular reason and the other person will come up with something new that's happened, you know, overnight or isn't on the written agenda. So it's always great to make sure that everyone's in agreement and have put out on the table what they're there for.
Yes.
The check-in stage and the questions, they refer to those states that I mentioned that it's often, you know, in normal life you often have a bit of small talk Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's what we do here too. We say, you know, was it hard to find the venue? You and I can say, well, I had a bit of trouble with my technology this morning and now I'm here. But, you know, it took a few more steps on my end than I thought I was going to need to do. So I'm okay, but I'm now, you know, I'm fine, but I had to do more than I thought.
Yes.
So as far as you are, Adrienne, just checking in, how are things with you today? I mean, how was your night? How was your morning? Give me a couple of sentences.
This morning all went smoothly. My husband and daughter had their father-daughter breakfast, so that all happened very smoothly, and I got my other children off to school, so I thought, you know, everything was done for this morning in preparation for the work day. So really everything's gone quite well this morning.
Beautiful. You organised woman, you.
Well, I'd like it always to be as smooth as that. Anyway.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it isn't. So that's the kind of check-in you can have. And sometimes that's very, you know, important to have, because sometimes things haven't gone smoothly. And if you know, the person that you're meeting has had a car accident on the way to the meeting, or they've just had, you know, someone important to them die, or, you know, maybe really serious things have happened and they, you know, they'll arrive at this meeting a little bit unprepared, you know, not in the right space, and it's really good to check at that point, because, you know, you might say, perhaps we need to postpone this and do this another day. So instead of just rolling on and saying, this is what we decided to do, and just roll into it, it is very helpful for the end result and for the middle of the meeting to just make sure you find out what's going on. That rolls into the next point, questions, because that gets us to the feel state. And we've already gone there a little bit, Adrienne, and, you know, these aren't sort of disparate points. They could all be rolled into those two. Those two could roll into one. Mm-hmm. So you're feeling presumably fairly calm because it all went smoothly and everyone got off to their appointments, yeah?
Yes, yes.
How else is there another word that you want to say about how you're feeling?
Don't let me
coach you about it.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that I, in the preparation for the forum, I get a bit anxious is the word that I was thinking, or stress. So I want everything to be right for the time that I have the speaker here. So I make sure that everything is in place. And so I suppose there's a bit of an emotional build-up to actually running an event, as there are in any event, and so
yes,
there's there's certainly that side, there's that I experience in the setup of the event, for sure.
Yes, yeah. And now, and I'll share how I'm feeling. I mean, because I had a few technical hitches just getting to this point this morning. You know, normally that could really throw me too, because technology and I aren't the best friends sometimes. But as you know, I've just been on this really amazing and beautiful holiday, and I think absolutely everything is much more mellow as a result. So I've got through that and we're doing this, and my feeling is pretty, you know, excited as well as a little bit yeah, just a little bit wary, I suppose, of not having done this particular process before. So that's where I'm feeling pretty good, but a little bit of your anxiety as well.
Yes. Well, that's understandable, and it's nice to hear that your holiday has been so successful and had got you into that relaxed state. So that's great.
Yeah. I know. I'm very lucky at the moment. I've just got to try and maintain that, you know, lovely feeling.
Yes.
Now, the main point of the meeting is this fourth step, engage. Now, normally that would be where the big stuff hits the table. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're having to get one of your employees and give them some direction, this would be the point. You've set up all the other, you know, preparatory steps, and this would be the point where the big stuff happens, whatever it is. And we're sort of, our big point for today is teaching meaningful conversations. So it's just one of the steps that we'll mention, but our whole meeting today will be teaching that. So engage won't be as big for us today. But having got this far and then had the engage conversation, can I point out that there's a little green line under that?
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah. That represents a really important step in this. So if we're thinking back to think and feel and know, we've gone through some detail and data, we've gone through the feelings, we've gone into our main point. At that point, if you're running the meeting, we suggest you leave some space. That line is to remind you to pause. And the pause allows us to go more easily into our knowing space. So at that point, we can come to a conclusion. And, you know, the pause is not a very comfortable state in our culture. You know, we often want to jump in and sort of smooth it over.
Yes.
Let's just practice having a pause, Adrienne.
All right.
And then I'll wait for you to, you know, respond to how you're going with the meaningful conversation steps. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering how how it's all flowing, I suppose.
Yeah. What's your opinion so far?
Well, you've raised some really interesting points along the way, and it's very interesting to hear the dissection of a conversation into these sections. So I'm interested in hearing more.
Yeah, beautiful. So that's the sort of thing you can wait for. You can be, you know, you might have laid out all your arguments and then you're waiting for a response from the other person perhaps. And that little space allows them to, you know, maybe come to a conclusion. So after you've done your little pause, you can come to the key points, and they might make them or you might make them. And perhaps I'll speak at this point, Adrienne. The key points that we've already explored with meaningful conversations is it's great to understand the different states that we can pass through to get to a meaningful and mutual decision. Mm-hmm. We've paid attention to what both sides is after. Mm-hmm. We've gone to the meat of the situation, and now we pull it all together and we get a couple of key points. Mm-hmm. Mine might be, you know, I'm really looking forward to, at the end of this conversation, seeing what the end result is that Adrienne pulls together with her technical know-how. Mm-hmm. And that I hope that I've done a good enough job explaining meaningful conversations so that anyone watching this will be able to go out there and start using it. So that's basically my key points. Any different ones for you, Adrienne?
One main key point for me is to see these sections of the conversation and then transfer it into a meeting situation.
Yes.
That's
so true. I mean, this format can be used very, very effectively in a meeting, as we're discussing. Mm. And, you know, it can also be used in other ways too. I know someone who uses it for absolutely everything. But for a five-minute phone call, they still think, have I got these steps? And we haven't got to the end yet, but I find that even now after using this for years, I still write down these names at the side of my page because for me, I often get into a, you know, excited feel state and get really enthusiastic about the main part of the meeting. Mm. And I can forget those very important last steps, which include mutual actions. Wow. So after we've got to our key points, you know, do not forget that in order to make anything happen, we may have got some lovely agreement on what to proceed with. Yeah. Unless both of us have actions, you know, this might not go anywhere. So for me, sometimes I'll get carried away and forget the actions and then, you know, realise later on that I've missed some of the crucial points. Yeah. For other people, it will be different parts that they need to make sure they've covered.
Is this sort of a natural process that goes on, or some people do some things and miss others, like miss the agenda and the check-in but then focus on the actions? Does that happen?
Yes, I think a lot of this feels pretty natural, and it's, you know, some people may do this unconsciously, make sure that they cover a lot of this just through practice and through experience. But it's great to have a tool so that you make sure that you're covering it all. And this is a very simple tool. It's easy to remember. It's got a lot of depth around it that I can teach further, you know, to those who are interested, of course.
Yeah. Well, I think that brings us on to our next question, which is, do you have to tell the other person you're using the tool? Or can you just sort of make it a natural transition into the way you handle a meeting or a conversation?
Well, you don't have to say, hey, these are the steps I'm following, this is what I'm going to do now. You don't have to do that at all. People who've used this for a long time, they just do it naturally. Yes. And, it, you know, if you're using it for a very short meeting, you'll do it less formally. You'll just make sure, hey, have I made sure I've checked, you know, what they're about? Have I, you know, got some mutual agreement here? You know, there'll be some things that you'll just be telling yourself, and you don't have to lay it out there as a tool that you're using. That said, I mean, I sometimes do, because, you know, asking how someone feels is sometimes in a business situation or confronting even now, even though feelings are always there and they're just not formally addressed as much as we reckon that they should be.
Yes. And often you hear people say, oh, I'm just checking in, how are things going? So so some of the steps are acknowledged, but some may not be acknowledged.
Yes, and they may not use that phrase in this, you know, in the more sort of specific way that we might in this tool, but it has the same kind of effect. I mean, we're not saying you must do it in exactly this way, but pay attention to each of these steps in this order and you will get a great result usually.
Yeah. So our next question is, what if you don't get through all the steps in one meeting? Does that mean you need another meeting, or does it? Do you just leave it where it is?
Well, the first really, Adrienne, because unless you get through it all to the action, you know, the agreement, the action, you probably won't get forward a momentum. So it's very important to early in the format to say, how much time have you got for this meeting? Because then you'll know, if you're driving it, how long you've got to get to the end. But it often happens that, you know, you might spend so much time, this happens, working out what you both want out of it, it might take up all the time that you've got, in which case, you know, adjourn it to another time, because it's not over until the action stage. And, you know, it's great to get a lot of clarity about what both sides want if that's a big question.
Yes. And in the working situation, people don't have meetings just for the fun of it. There's always a reason for the meeting. So the actions are ultimately what they're wanting.
Yeah, and yet, you know, if you say I've got 20 minutes for this meeting and you rush through some of that stuff without getting down to the reality, you know, those latter steps won't have the impact that they really need either. Yes. So it's better to get to a certain point, and then if that's your time run out, say, okay, let's pick this up again when we've next got our next moment, like tomorrow or... Yes. As soon as possible, obviously, but yes. Sometimes it might be next week.
Yes. Yeah. So, well, that's the main parts of these steps with the conversation. Is there any other things you'd like to add within this, or is this the way that the tool can be used in day-to-day basis?
Yeah, that's it really. I mean, I can teach a lot more about it, and I love to give classes on this because it can, if this sort of culture can be spread throughout an organisation or a team, for example, and everyone's on the same page, it adds to effectiveness so much. But that's all I'll talk about today, because it's nice to know that it's a simple process and that you don't need to know everything about it to start using it.
Yeah. Well, that brings us on to our next question. And I ask all our guests this, Glenda. As a business owner, what is your advice about promoting a business by speaking? And what's something that you've done that you've found really effective?
Yeah, I think speaking has been one of the most effective things for my business. And in fact, I don't think I would have been in this business at all if I hadn't learned how to be a better speaker. I was a fantastic listener as a journalist, and I loved one-to-one, one-to-two, one-to-three, but suddenly, you know, I had some occasions where I had to speak to groups of 30 or 50, and that was, at that time, that was really hard for me. It wasn't something I was used to. You know, a whole different set of feelings came out for me, and I had trouble with it. So I went off to Toastmasters, I got some training, I still belong to it, and I think it was a big step to the business that I'm in now, because speaking, training, and speaking to more groups of more than one or two is a big part of what I do now. And also I speak to networking groups, I speak to larger groups about how to communicate better, how to put your message across more effectively. And speaking to bigger groups is a very helpful way of letting them know a little bit about what I'm about, and leading to that liking and trusting, which ends up in buying potentially. So it's certainly a very effective way of spreading the word for someone who's in my kind of field.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, Glenda, we offer in the forum an opportunity for you to explain a bit of your product range. Would you like to explain what you have on offer at the moment?
Thank you for that opportunity, Adrienne, to let you know what I'm offering today. I'm going to keep it very close to what we've covered, and it's going to be, you know, more information about how to use, how to explore, how to exploit, how to get really effective in meetings by using the Meaningful Conversations framework. Mm-hmm. I'm offering a 30-minute free consult about how to get the most out of your most important conversations. Mm-hmm. So don't wait. This offer is out on the table now. Get in touch with me and I'm happy to talk to you, especially if you mention this conversation at the Speaker's Practice, about how to use that in your life to get what you want. Secondly, please do join up for my newsletter. It comes out regularly, and to do that you just go to flourishhere.com.au and sign up. Like, I'll look forward to talking to you.
Well, that looks fantastic. Thanks so much, Glenda, for that. And thank you for your time today and your expertise. This structure and tool that you have put together for handling conversations and for handling meetings, it seems really constructive and easy to implement, but really powerful in the results. So I'm sure that our listeners will get a lot of benefit from hearing what you've said. So thank you so much for your time and for your expertise today.
Thanks, Adrienne. Thanks for having me at your place, and I hope to see you again soon.
Yes. Thank you for being here at our Friday forum. And it's been wonderful to meet Glenda Thompson and hear her communication tool, Meaningful Conversations. Our next Friday forum is Friday the 11th of April with Roland Hannacott, who's speaking on Have Fun in Business and Build a Business that Sustains You for Many Years. Thank you to everyone for listening today, and have a great fortnight.